Mesechtes Mikvois, Perik Ches Mishneh Dalet. Our Mishneh discusses the halacha of Tumah of Shechvah Zera, which was discharged from a Jewish man, that it is only Metama when it originates and it comes from a Jewish male, and not from a non-Jewish person. And therefore the Mishneh says, Oivedus Kechovim, a non-Jewish lady, Shepolta, if she had relations with a Jewish man, and now Shepolta Shechvah Zera mi Yisrael, her body expelled Shechvah Zera from a Jewish person, which we mentioned in the previous Mishnah in a time frame when it is still considered viable. So Tamei, she is Tamei, because she was poiled the Shechvah Zera from a Jew, which is Metame B'maga. Now, her tumah is only the Rabbanon. The tumah of anyone else who touches this would be the Raisa. Bas Yisrael, Shepolta Shechvah Zera Mi'ov Kechav. What happens if a Jewish lady had relations with a non-Jewish man? So if she's poiled that Shechvah Zera, if it expelled from her body, Tahira, even within the time reference when we consider it viable, because Shechvah Zera Shel Akum is not Metama. The Mishnah says if a lady had relations and then she cleaned herself up and she removed whatever residual Shechvah Zera may have been in her, the yard of a tavlo. So, one more time. If she had relations and she did not clean herself, the yard of a tavlo, she didn't clean herself up beforehand, ki'ilu loy tavlo. It is as if she wasn't toivel, because we are afraid that she may be poilet Shechvah Zera afterwards, and that will be metamah a tumah of mago masa. Furthermore, balkeri shetaval. What happens if a person had experienced? He had an emission of keri. And he was toivel, but before he was toivel, the lohitl es hamayim, he didn't urinate. So we're afraid, kishiyatla samayim tomei. If he urinates later on, he will be tomei as maga of Shechvah Zera, because we're afraid that there are tzachtzuchei keri still in his meraglaim, and therefore this residue will be metamim, of course, only midrabanan, and this is only in reference to truma. Rabbi Yossi says that's only b'choil of a zaken, a person who is sick, infirmed, old. Tomei, then we'll say he's tomei because we're afraid that not all the zera came out. However, b'yel luvibori, a young person who's strong, tohar, then he's tohar because we assume that everything came out b'koyach and there was no residual Shechvah Zera left inside him. Pesechtes Mikvoyes Perik Ches Mishneh. And this Mishnah is already discussing getting into the lochas of Chatzitza. We know, we've learned previously that the roik of Anida is Metama, and it makes whoever comes in contact with it Rishon L'tumah. However, that's only once it was Nekar. As long as it was never landing on something else, it just happens to be in her mouth, it is not metama. So what happens if, says the Mishnah, neither shenos nemois bepia, if she put coins in her mouth or a coin in her mouth and now some of her saliva ends up on the coin, so then when she is toivel tohirim metamasa, the money is not considered a chatzitza, it's not attached to anything, it's not considered a barrier because it's loose inside her mouth. However, we're afraid that some roik may have landed on the coin, so therefore the roik, which is neka now, which is disconnected from her mouth because it is situated on the coin, aval tamehi, she is tamei al gav roika because of her saliva, which is now detached from the rest of her mouth and sitting on the coin, which is inside her mouth. The Mishnah continues, nosna sa'ora v'pia, let's say she put her hair in her mouth and then she was toivel, or kavtza yoda, she made a tight fist, or kartza sifseha, she connected her lips, she pressed her lips together very strongly. So the halacha is ki'il loy tavla. This tefillah is invalid because everything, every mokum on the guf has to be roy l'bi'as mayim. It has to be a place that would allow the water to go in. And you know, though she doesn't have to have her mouth open wide, etc. But if she presses it closed tight, so then it would be a barrier to the water and to the point where we consider chatzitza. Another halacha, ha'oiches ba'odam uvekelam v'hitvilam. If a person holds on to another person or on other vessels and he toivels them that way, tameim, because the place where he's holding on to, it doesn't allow water to get there. And we need roi l'bias maim, the thing which is being immersed has to be able to come in contact with water. However, v'medich as yodim maim, let's say he wets his hand before he holds on to the person or before he holds on to the kelim, so then the water that's between the keli and his hand connects to the rest of the water in the mikveh, and therefore the whole keli is considered immersed in the mikveh because there's no barrier. So therefore, medichas yadim mayim, if he makes his hand wet first, tohim, so then these kelim that he toivels while he's holding on to are tohim, and that is the practice we do when we toivel kelim. We make our hand wet first. If you're going to immerse it directly with your hand into the mikveh, you should, the priest can bring that, a person should make his hand wet first before he holds the keli. Reb Shimon is of the opinion that that's not good enough. That's not good enough because if he's holding on to it, it still may be too tight and therefore create a barrier between the water and everything else. So therefore, he says yirape. He has to hold it loosely in order to allow the water to get there. And the Mishnah continues with the halachas of Tfilas Adam, based on Astorim, the inner parts of a person's body, which, let's say, inside his ear, inside his mouth, inside his nose, ubeis akmotim, places where he has folds on his body, where he has a skin hanging over, or his under his armpits, etc. Ein tzricha shivo b'mayim. You don't need water to actually physically get in there, because the Torah says, v'rochatz es besori b'mayim, he should immerse his skin, his flesh in water, which means the flesh which is visible.